If you want to combine beachcombing, an atmospheric stroll around a national park village and a museum, so is a good choice. Stay a night or two in one of the several lovely traditional house bed and breakfasts, so you don't have to rush. Typical of villages on this side of the island, Otsuo has a pond. It would have been built early in the village's life for three main purposes: feng shui, fire prevention, and heat control. Near the Ouyang Zhongyan Western-style building is the small Minan Architecture Museum. Open daily except the Chinese New Year's Eve from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., like almost all other Kinmen attractions, it's free. As soon as you step in, you'll notice the wonderful smell of camphor, the wood that's been used in traditional Kinmen house construction for centuries. As you walk around, notice that many traditional houses' rooftops have a flat section. These were originally used to dry things harvested from the nearby sea. Fishing is no longer the main source of income for Otsuo villagers, but the sea is still there to enjoy, of course. It only takes about 10 minutes to walk down to the beach. If it's low tide, be on the lookout for the half-buried tank in the sand.